Happy Memorial Day. New poll on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. No elections tomorrow, so looking ahead, no, 8 or so days from now, whenever you're listening. But California, Senate and governor's race. Professor Spencer Kimball, roll with it, my man.
Well, let's start with that Senate race. And we all know that Dianne Feinstein, the current U.S. senator there, is running for re-election. There was a little bit of an issue at the convention where she did not get the party endorsement. And our survey found that she's got about 38% of the primary vote, which is actually below the 50% threshold, except in a case where you have so many candidates running against her, and we have no other candidate above 6%. So Pat Harris, Kevin DeLeon, Cruz, De La Fuente, Hartson, they are between 4 and 6%. Actually, 1 in 3 voters are undecided still in this race.
So I'm going to toss a softball at you because I'm looking at the same graph, obviously, you are on the Emerson Polling Twitter account. I guess it's safe to say that Senator Feinstein appears to be a strong position for the re-election of the Senate.
Well, she's in strong position, I would say, for a general election run. But then we asked voters if they thought that Senator Feinstein should be reelected or was it time to give someone else a chance. And here, 36% of people said it was time to we should reelect Feinstein. 47% said it was time for someone else. Oh, so potentially she could see some problems down the road, but not in the, June 5th.
No, that is real interesting. Yep, I'm looking at the same Twitter that you are, my man. Of course, you put the one that put this together. Racing along, so we'll go to the gubernatorial side. The opener governor race replaced Jerry Brown. What's the poll there?
Well, there, Gavin Newsom is the front runner. He's at 24%. So as you can see, these are large primaries because remember, California has these jungle primaries where everybody's in the race and then the top two candidates will go off for the general election. And so Newsom's at 24%. He's about roughly a quarter of the vote. 19% of voters are undecided. And then we have this cluster of four candidates there. The probably the one that people are looking at right now is John Cox because he was recently endorsed by President Trump. And there's another Republican, Travis Allen, out there who's siphoning off votes, you know, from that Trump vote, which is, remember, pretty small in California. He only got about a third of the total vote in the general election. So the two of them are battling. And if Cox is able to take the Trump vote roughly 2-1, he might be able to take the second place for the general election. Otherwise, the former L.A. mayor is probably right up there, along with Chiang and Easton.
Big state. So was there anything else to learn in said state?
Yeah, the congressional, we did a generic congressional ballot test. Democrats lead Republicans 54-36. This is one of the states that Democrats think that they can take a couple of seats. What's interesting is because of these jungle primaries, potentially if a Democrat was able to take, or two Democrats were able to take the top two positions in a Republican district, let's say, they would already be guaranteed to flip a seat or two come June 5th. Kamala Harris is popular in the state. She's got a 45% approval, 22% disapproval. President Trump, conversely, is not as popular, 33% approval, 56% disapproval.
Oh, we're stunned.
And I mean, it's, you know, his policies, for instance, on DACA, 55% disagreed with that versus 29% that agreed. But again, that's a third of that vote. So that's what the Republicans are fighting over in that governor's race. And we'll see what happens there.
Please hang up and try again.